This is Aaron Palmer with 307 Net Radio, and I'm talking with Sheriff Rod Odenbaugh and Police Chief Sean Bassett. And we're going to go over some things here that's happening with both law enforcement agencies and some things that you guys want to touch on. We're going to do this periodically from now until whenever. So whenever we get together, we'll have some things to talk about to pass on to the public. So one of the things that has happened in recent weeks is, and people are aware of, that there's been thefts from parked vehicles at people's homes in Buffalo and apparently some other ones that we'll get to. And it was good to hear that those responsible for the first ones have been apprehended. But tell us more about the second case and if there are things going on still with the first case that you want the people to be aware of.
Sure. Well, Aaron, thanks for having us here. I really appreciate it. In reference to the first case, the second suspect that we had a warrant for was apprehended. He was apprehended in Gillette for basically the same crimes that he was committing here in Buffalo. They had several vehicle break-ins. They located a backpack which contained firearms and stolen property from vehicles after a foot pursuit, and they found him hiding in a shed. So he's in Gillette right now. Our investigation is still ongoing with him. Just recently, last week, we put the Facebook post out. We had a couple, looks like, vehicles that were broken into, unlocked vehicles. Wallets were left inside. The suspects were able to obtain credit cards. They left the wallet, so they took the credit card. Unfortunately, by the time they checked their credit report, they realized there were some transactions from Walmart and Sheridan that they did not do. And we were able to, you know, start our investigation immediately that day. We obtained video and still pictures of the suspects, which we had out online. And we're making some good headway in that case.
Okay. So one of the things that we can draw from this, because I understand that the vehicles that were quote-unquote broken into,
yes,
were left unlocked. Is that true?
That's correct. I think I'm just hammering it away, but every car that was broken into so far have been unlocked. Just easy access, and I think I've told you and City Council a lot that just lock the vehicle. They are not breaking windows. They are not looking to bring attention to themselves. It's dark in the middle of the night. They're walking by, and they are literally pulling door handles. If that door pops open, they're jumping in, and they could be out in 15, 20 seconds. They're finding cash, expensive. You know, I mean, obviously the firearms was a concern. We had six taken in the very first case that we had, two of which are still, we haven't identified who owns those firearms, and we have one that's still outstanding. So I would say lock your doors. Lighting outside, motion light, anything that you can help deter anyone that, you know, is coming to your home. And I don't think anybody's particularly targeted. It's just, you know, crime of opportunity. Yeah, it's whatever they can find that they can get in and out quick. They can throw in a backpack, headphones, cash, change. I mean, anything that they can make a profit off that's small and they can grab, they're going to grab.
Excuse me, I'll cut that out. Are these quote-unquote local people that are doing these, or are these people from outside of the area, or
well,
do we know?
Unfortunately, the first spree that we had, they were both local. They were here. One of our suspects kind of was back and forth from town. We'd go to Gillette, he came back. But yeah, they're unfortunately local, so we can't even blame it on, well, this is part of the boom and people from out of the state and newcomers to Buffalo. That's not the case. The second case, not sure yet. We haven't had any positive identification yet, but like I said, that's still ongoing, and I will hopefully give you an answer to that question in a couple weeks.
Okay. So we that have grown up here or have lived here for a long time, we're not used to locking our cars, locking our houses, and being that conscious. Is this something now that we all need to be concerned with? I mean, do we need to start doing this?
I would say yes. Obviously, I lived in Maryland, worked in Baltimore. Totally different story, but where I lived was similar. It was up in the country. Everybody knew their neighbors. There was farms. Keys left in the farm trucks. You know, I'll be honest, I didn't lock my garage door when I got to my house. And I found myself, when I got here, it wasn't long that my keys sit in my center console, right? I learned real quick that, man, I felt great here, and I fell into that routine. But I would say yes. I mean, just take the extra couple seconds it takes to hit that lock on your key fob, pull the door behind you, lock it. I just think it's a sign of the times. I do. And people are less likely to break in if it's harder.
So the days of leaving your vehicle running while you're going into the store are probably behind us.
I'd say, and I think Rod would agree, when we had the chase that came from Sheridan that ended up in the ranch.
Yeah, yeah.
Our biggest concern at that point was, well, if he gets through our perimeter and he finds a truck with keys in it, he's gone. Mm-hmm. And he's out. So I would say yes. I hate to say it. I mean, I love our town. I love our small town. I want to keep it small town, but I think we need to be a little more security conscious about how we're securing our valuables.
Yeah, sure. That's like one of the first things you do is, when you find a stolen vehicle, more than likely you're going to find another one. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to get a report. They're going to take that vehicle, dump it here, for example, and then they're going to steal another one and take off. So
yeah.
We're going to have a stolen vehicle in the county, and we're going to get a report of another one.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're just car hopping from one to the next. So, yeah, I think the financial, like, everybody's, like, financially, there are people that are strained. They're going to resort to those types of things, whether it's credit cards or money or guns out of the vehicle. I think that that's a big part of it as well, is, you know, people are probably pushed towards that, and because we got the interstates like we do, they're going to come in here and do those types of things. Like Sean said, those two were locals, but I would strongly suspect that these last one are just travelers,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they do for a living.
Yep.
Like, they knew when they scooped those cards, they had to immediately go and put some money on it. So they're not holding on to the cards. They're leaving, and then bang, they're hitting the store. And they got to do that elsewhere, Casper, Gillette, mm-hmm. Sheridan, in those bigger communities at those. And it's like, it's always Walmart too.
It's
like
always Walmart.
They're always going to Walmart, and that's what they do. So they get the cards, and they're automatically on their way to get those cards, you know, do the dollar test or whatever.
Yep.
And
they bought a couple, you know,
little items.
$6 of party supplies. The card worked. And I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of stores were putting limits on gift cards, because they don't, you know, you ever notice now you can only get so much on a gift card, and that it was for that reason. Whether that's come this far out, I don't know, but there was a cap, because you go in and you buy $600 worth of gift cards, that's cash money. You can't track them, you know, they're activated and they're done, and then they go and they spend $10 somewhere and they end up with $490 in cash in your pocket, and it's very, very lucrative.
So is that the motivation there with this, is that it's not necessarily people that are destitute or whatever, it's just they're looking at an easy way to make quick bucks.
I mean, the way they look at it, it's a victimless crime, right? They think, okay, well, Visa, MasterCard, whoever, you know, they're not robbing anybody, they're not hurting anybody per se, you know, physically.
No damage.
No damage. It's just an easy, you know, and the paper trails are hard to find, it's hard to track. And like he said, with the highways here, it looks like they're just hitting those I-90 corridors, and you're popping off in small towns, you're driving through, you're going to your community centers, you're going to your gyms, you're going to your wherever there's, you know, people out. And I mean, it's not the old, they're getting out with a mask on and they're creeping around. They just look like average Joes. I mean, the folks that we had, you know, they're well-dressed, very nice vehicle, pull up and nobody thinks anything different. So it's not the old days of saying, well, there's the bad guy, you can't pick him out, you know.
They just look like everybody else.
I mean, they're doing very, very well.
Excuse me. So, I guess, getting back to this, people need to just rethink how everything is in the community. Just protect yourself.
Protect yourself. My poor wife, we were in Laramie at the football game, and we went to the restaurant beforehand, and she put her wallet, her purse, and hung it on the back of the bar stool, and it was open. And I leaned over and said, can you zip your purse up? Because it's that quick. grocery store is another one. What do you do with your bag when you're running through the grocery store? Throw it up on that little front compartment. You turn around and you're looking at your coupons, or you're looking up, and somebody's walking by and they reach in and you're done. They got it. They use the card. And by the time you leave the grocery store, you're getting an alert on your phone that, you know, a large screen TV was just purchased. It can be that fast.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Wow. Okay. One of the things that has come up, I think Sheridan's doing this, and you guys are looking at this, I think. But doorbell cameras.
Yes.
Tell me about that, and what exactly does law enforcement want from the public on these doorbell cameras? And how can they help?
Yeah.
Well, we lean on the public a lot. Like, we can't do our jobs 99% of the time without them. It's the reports. It's the people watching. It's the people that have, like, for example, in the county where they have trail cams hung already. And those, like, we're there. And, you know, it gives you a certain amount of, like, security. If you know that that's there, it maybe doesn't stop the person, because like the game cameras, they're generally hid, you know, so you can't see them. But it does give you some peace of mind of, if they come in, the probability of catching those people is tenfold if you got somebody on camera. The last two, I guess, felony larcenies we've had in the county have both been caught on cameras that one was a rancher, one was worked in the oil field, and both of those guys had cameras, and that's what made the case in both of them. Like, you know, what Sean said, somebody goes into a shop in the county and they may need a Sawzall that day, and they go in, they notice that there's certain tool is gone, but the last time they looked for it was 2 months ago or last, so they don't really know. But if you have a game camera hanging there, the probability of catching those guys are, like I say, is tenfold. And, you know, the game cameras now are a live feed, so you can check. Like, if you got cell phone service, you can watch. You can watch what goes on in live. So, and then plus go back and get that recording as well. But the electronics, and they've came so far. Yeah. So if people are really wonder about their property or their security, a game camera is a super good option.
So you don't necessarily have to get this expensive doorbell service or whatever.
It's probably about the same price.
Probably.
Yeah. So we just,
it's not that bad.
I think with the amount that are out there now, but where you are, the more rural branches where you have 6,000 acres, you know, you cover a little bit more ground than you do just on your front porch, you know, here in town. And the way that these things with the fisheyes are on these cameras, I mean, they're instrumental in us with our investigations. I mean, one, they're time-stamped. I mean, basically from the first burglary of vehicles that we had, we knew we could basically track where those suspects,
which way they were going.
Yeah. And the times, and we, you know, so somebody wakes up and says, you know, I parked my car at 7 o'clock at night. I went out to work at 8, and I noticed that my camera was missing in the car. Well, now we have, what, a 13-hour time frame, right? We log into that window and look, oh, they were there at 12:47, you know, and then the next camera up the road hit 10 minutes later. So wearing the same thing, and just, it's a great perspective. And I mean, it's, I can't tell you how many.
Yeah. And it's sad that we're at where we're at right now, but I think it's a necessity nowadays.
Yeah. Has this increased since we had a downturn in the economy, or is it pretty much just the same?
Well, I think it's hard for me to say because I haven't been here that long.
Yeah. I'd say, you know, the travelers that, if you judge it just on the homeless people, or, you know, yes, it is, because that is a definite issue for Sean and I both. And if you just judge it on that alone, yes. And, you know, we've all seen on the weekends the traffic that goes through here. Not everybody is going from one place to the other, what some people have alternative motives that of that is like the credit cards that get taken, and those people, you know, they run a big circle,
yep.
and that's what they do for a living.
Like it's their job.
Yeah, it's their job.
Are making
doing banking. Well of money. Yeah, they are banking that. Yeah.
Makes me think about showing up to work every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only illegal if you get caught.
Right? Those cameras are helping us, and it's for a deterrent. Sure. Yeah. I think now everybody, we had the folks where they'd have packages delivered to their house, and they'd be people running up and taking them, but now they see those cameras, and they're moving on. Not that I want crime to be pushed next door, but if you have one, that's like anything, with the proper lighting around your house, locking your doors, game cameras. I know we don't want to live like that. I almost think it's a necessity. And after you had talked about the cameras, and I know that Chief Kotesko had something in place, and we'd like to do the same thing here, where the community can report to the police department and the sheriff's department that, you know, they have access, that they have Ring cameras. Obviously, it's not something that we don't have access to. However, if we know that there's a crime that's occurred, that gets us ahead of the game instead of us putting that Facebook page out. And if somebody doesn't have Facebook or word of mouth, it takes 2 or 3 days. I might be able to call Mrs. Smith and say, hey, we had a crime around the corner from your house between these hours. Do you mind checking your camera for us? And I think that would be just a huge advantage for us in law enforcement, because time is of the essence. Sometimes we get information. I mean, the credit cards that were used, we were looking at a 2-week time frame, because they didn't know their card was taken. They went to use the card, it was gone. They checked their credit report, and here's this $500, because it's not a giant purchase, right? It's not $6,000. It's a $500 gift card. So they're pretty smart in that aspect too, where they're not going to red flag it. And they might think, well, if I use it here, I can use it later, maybe the next day. If it still works, I'm going to try to buy it, pack a gun with my credit card. And, you know, with Walmart now, with self-checkout, they don't have to go to the... They don't have to go to a cashier, doesn't ask for ID. It's a chip, right?
Yeah.
You're just putting it in, hitting credit, and you're good.
Does this help with prosecution as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of cut and dried at that point.
It makes. The video evidence is, I know our county attorney loves it.
A picture's worth a thousand.
When words. You have somebody doing this and they're looking up at the camera, and it's hard to say, can't use nah defense on that one.
Yeah.
So,
is this you?
No.
Not me.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Do we have in Buffalo a problem with porch pirates?
It's funny you said porch pirates. Not yet. So, hopefully, we'll keep it that way.
Okay. Is this
where I
also?
Came from, we had people. That would literally follow the FedEx and UPS man during Christmas.
Yeah.
He'd drop off and he'd go, and then they'd run up and the Grinch would take it and they'd be gone. So, but no, I at least the time I'm here, I have not had a package theft case yet.
I've not heard any. Oh, maybe one. Maybe one.
Yeah.
So it's rare.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, because you drive around town, you see packages on people.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still less than that.
Me, I left the house to come up here. I had 2 packages. Right. I had no idea they were there.
Yeah.
And I'm on the front porch going, when the hell did these things get here?
Trust me, UPS is at my house every day.
Yeah, my wife's same thing. They all got her name on it, trust me. Right. But yeah, that's not an issue now, but that's also something that could be a deterrent if people know that those are up there.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. I mean, tag numbers, those cameras have picked up partial tags, vehicle descriptions, and you know, you see them slowly driving down the street, and you get a good description of the vehicle.
Yeah, what they're wearing. I mean, there's
Yeah, it's great.
The advantages far outweigh.
And that gives us more in our investigation. If I need to write a search warrant for someone's home, I know what I'm looking for. I know I'm looking for a red and white plaid shirt, a black hat, white tennis shoes with a green stripe. It's that good. So,
Very good. Okay. All right, I think that kind of covers that.
Okay.
If the public has questions, can they get a hold of either you or somebody here?
Absolutely.
To get more information
all the time.
Here all the time. And if anybody has any questions or concerns, we would take those phone calls or a visit.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of ideas, we're open to just about anything that's going to help catch these people. And you know, part of it is catching the person, the other part is prosecuting them. So not because you have the suspect in jail does not mean you get a conviction. So anything that helps the prosecution with a conviction, yeah, we'd love to hear from people. So
okay. And people keep their eyes open if they see something maybe
out of the ordinary. See something, say something. If it doesn't look right or feel right, some people say, oh, I'm so sorry, I know this probably sounds stupid. I don't care. I'd rather have 100 you know, complaints that might not turn out, and out of that 100, we clear a case is phenomenal. So it doesn't... People, I think, sometimes are like, well, I don't want to waste their time. And then they hear it and they go, oh, matter of fact, I saw this really weird blue car. And that's what we're looking for, is to solve the piece. But criminals talk. So if they know that folks in Buffalo and in Johnson County are together and we're working together, all of us, that's a deterrent. They know, well, I don't want to go there. I don't want to get harassed by the police. I don't want to get locked up and charged, because the community's watching, we're watching, and we're all talking and working together. And I think that in itself is huge.
So we need to, not need to, but we should kind of just watch out for ourselves and our neighbors.
Each other's neighbors, yeah, absolutely.
And most do around here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's, you know, we get calls all the time of suspicious vehicles, and we go check. Yep. And like Sean said, 9 out of 10, it's probably nothing. But at that one, maybe cook somebody in a case that we've had this, you know, a year old or whatever. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, the community is, they got to be a big partner with us.
Okay.
And we thank them for it.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that they'd be a partner with us. So.
Very good. All right, gentlemen, thank you.
Absolutely.
Police Chief Sean Bissett and Sheriff Rod Odenbaugh, thank you so much. This is Aaron Palmer with 307 Net Radio, and we'll talk to you guys again in the future.
Thanks. Aaron.